Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We had Christmas over the weekend. I got one more Christmas coming up, and everybody's rolling their eyes around, and so am I, really, basically. We had Christmas with my family this weekend, and somebody shared a cold with me. I've got a little cold, and so just bear with me. Now, something that I have talked about on the air many, many, many times is coming to a solution. We can scream and we can holler at one another and we can disagree. But unless we have some kind of a solution, we're just noise. Clanging cymbals, just noise, and it serves no purpose. And I've mentioned in the last week or two that that has bothered me a lot. Now, whether it's the mainstream media you're watching, or Fox, which I really kind of consider mainstream, they're constantly putting people against one another that they know are in total disagreement. And there is no reasoning behind it to come to a solution. It's just, I guess, entertainment. If you call that entertainment, it just absolutely makes me angry. And, you know, my predecessor, my mentor used to say, they just scream at one another. I don't want to listen to that. I think it's because there's a few of us out here that really want a solution for everyone. Now, if all you are is a socialist and you hate this country altogether, then we're probably not going to come to a solution unless we just start talking about different particular policies or particular issues. Now, if this panel has been on air, I have not seen it before. I talked about this, and I didn't intend to, on Power Talks, and it ended up a topic for almost the entire hour. I was saving it for us. So here it is. Did any of you watch the show The Wise Guys last night on Fox? It is moderated by a former education secretary, Dr. Bill Bennett. And the other panelists were CEO Steve Wynn of Wynn Resorts, retired Colonel Oliver North, former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer, and Harvard Law Professor Emeritus Alan Dershowitz. And they engaged in a panel. It was a roundtable panel discussion. Now, I don't know if this has been on before and I have missed it, or if it's something new, or if they're going to continue it, which I hope they do, if they continue it like they did yesterday. Nobody yelled and screamed at one another, even when they didn't agree. Instead of that, they were trying to find solutions, or they were just talking about what the problems were without screaming. Now, these guys are all nice and wealthy. They're not like me trying to make ends meet. They're not like you trying to make ends meet. But I was impressed at how they conducted the panel, and I intend to watch them again if that's the case. I'm going to do a little searching on it today. Now, there are those of you who will say, Beth, they're just globalists, it's just all a parade, it's just all a show, and that may well be. But maybe somewhere down the line, it'll click with somebody. Because there is a common denominator across this nation. Now, I told Melody I want to try and reach out to these guys. Because I feel like that's what we do every day. Is trying, at least here on CSC Talk Radio, we try to have a panel discussion. I realize most of you, not all of you, and we don't agree on everything, and I don't get it right every time. But I think we try to give it a healthy discussion without arguing. I just recently wrote an article called There's a Stranger in My House. I've been writing some for Melody Cederstrom. She has the Discount Gold and Silver newsletter. I've been writing for her, just one of the writers that she puts in. And that was the one I wrote yesterday. I've been thinking about it all weekend, well, off and on from Christmas, hugging a few babies. But who is the stranger in the house? That stranger in the house is somebody who you really can't see. Now, we've been witnessing, you know, protests, and really they're not healthy protests because they were violent here in the United States, all because they didn't like who we elected as president. We've been seeing these protests. But the problem is the lack of understanding and education about our governing system. And when I say that, I also mean the D.C. occupiers don't understand it or refuse to go by it. Because there is a struggle, and there always will be a struggle, for power. And that is never going to go away because that is the nature of man. Is there a solution? Or do we have to fall completely before we're able to pick ourselves back up and realize what we lost? Sometimes you don't know what you've lost until it's completely gone. Every July 4th, we celebrate Independence Day. As we encourage legislators to legislate something, to fix this, to fix that, and all along we become more enslaved to them, more dependent on a government system, rather than to be we the people, the republic, the ones that are supposed to be in charge. Our founding fathers designed this nation to be governed locally, not dictated from D.C. And yet that seems to be the direction we have gone for many, 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 many years. Over 100 years ago, Congress gave up relinquished their responsibility regarding our currency and our money and our economy to outside bankers called the Federal Reserve, world bankers. And it was no coincidence that then came income tax. And we've not been the same since. And then they decided to change and add a 17th Amendment and elect instead of appoint senators. And we have career politicians who can be born in one state, move to another, and buy a Senate seat. The Wise Guys. Did you watch The Wise Guys? Was I just overcome with my cold in my head that I actually liked this show? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410, and we'll be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Did any of you watch The Wise Guys? Now, it's on the Fox Channel, Fox News Channel, it says. And I liked what I saw. I didn't agree with everybody, but I liked the fact that they were at a round table and they were discussing, not arguing. They came up with one problem that all of them agreed with, and they also agreed the government can't fix this problem. And that's the decline and the deterioration of family in this nation. The thing they were missing on that panel was me. I really want to reach out to these guys. I really want to believe that they're sincere. But government cannot legislate morality. And Alan Dershowitz, who is, he said he was a libertarian, but I've heard him say before he's liberal, and I know he voted for Hillary Clinton because he told us he did. Not last night, but he said it before. I know he's a pretty smart lawyer. He was one of those in the Dream Team that got O.J. Simpson off for murder. But he said, conservatives have a special obligation, conservatives have a special obligation to marginalize the extreme, extreme right. And liberals like me have a special obligation to marginalize the extreme on the left. I can tell you, he said, conservatives are doing a better job of it. Well, I don't know if they are or not. It would appear that they are. And I might be one of those on the extreme right. I see black and white. But at the same time, I do see that we have issues that we need to discuss. And another one of them said, and this was Wynn, I do believe, with a sense of history, I have this feeling that things appear to be worse than they are at the moment, and that's allowing for the fact that there's some very, very disturbing things going on. When you see the outrage and the name-calling, and I'm not talking about just the president, but this has gotten ugly and out of hand. I watched this twice last night, not all the way through the second time, because I was writing an article for Melody. But America is at a crossroads. And I thought that their discussion was civil. I thought it was real. I thought they were respectful to one another, which I don't see when they decide to put people against each other, whether it's on Tucker Carlson or Lou Dobbs or who it's on. Lou doesn't do as so much as Tucker does and Hannity. They just go at it. No intentions of ever coming to a solution. No ever intention of being civil to one another. Just screaming and hollering, whether it's two women, whether it's a man and a female, whether it's two men. And it serves no purpose. It serves no purpose for the American people. Now, I mentioned Friday, I wanted you to all to help me. There was a gentleman, and I don't remember his name, and there was an article written about it, and I didn't save it. But when the Missourian elected official made her comment about an assassination of the president, she was lambasted. Everybody was angry with her, and she was wrong. But one man, I don't know where I don't think he was from the state of Missouri. I think he was from outside the state. But he wanted to meet with her because he has this heart that wants to pull Americans together instead of apart. So he wanted to meet and have lunch with her and just talk with her on a civil level. And I don't know his name. I don't remember where he's from. But I think the article was out of something in St. Louis. So if you can help me with that, I want to reach out to him. Because that's the kind of heart we need to have. I don't know what his politics are, but that's the kind of heart we need to have. One that loves one another regardless of how we feel. We can't be led by emotions only. We have to use some common sense, and we have to use some kind of structure. Rule of law, constitution, and I don't think that's being radical. When you go into a new job, you've got a job description. There are rules, whether it's dress rules or this or where you park, you've got a certain place you park. There are rules, and you follow them. Now, if the rules are unjust, you work to change them. But you can't run on emotions and accomplish anything just by that alone. These men did not yell and scream at one another, as I said. They were civil. They sat around. They didn't necessarily agree either. But they agreed on some things. They agreed that the breaking down of the family was a problem here in the United States of America. They agreed that morality was a problem here in the United States of America. And they were all different religions. They weren't the same. It doesn't take a genius to understand that our morals are failing. We've become a selfish people. We want government to fix it for us, not fix it for the next generation. We want it fixed for us, by golly. I want things better for me. These men have been in politics for a long time. I'm holding this paper up like you could really see it. These men have been in politics in some way, shape, size, or form for a long time. They're older now. Maybe they're all globalists. Maybe they have an agenda. But I didn't see that last night. And I wanted to join the conversation so badly because it was civil. And because I thought they might be wise guys. Maybe they need to hear from a not-so-wise woman. Not because I'm emotional. I do get that way. But just a different perspective. I'm not rich and successful. I'm on a different plane, playing field, totally different. But do we have the same goal? To make things better in America? Yeah, they go off on that. It's kind of, you know, cliche because that's what President Donald Trump says, make America great again. But isn't that what we should all want? For things to be good, to be better? If not for ourselves, but for our next generations? We had four generations in my house this weekend at one point in time. My mother-in-law was there, and my husband, my son, and his daughter, and her daughter. A representation of four generations. Five generations, excuse me. There's been a vast span between those five generations. My mother-in-law's husband, my husband's father fought in World War II, was a prisoner of war, was shot down over Germany, spent time in prison camp. They grew up on a farm. When we left the farm, it's been construction work. My son is a minister of music, worship. Call him a worship pastor. You know, America is a diverse group of people. Even in those five generations, of course, the little one, she's just a year and a half old. We'll be right back. Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I had been talking about, and we're going to put it away, but I wanted to ask you if you watched The Wise Guys. And I thought that it was very well done. I thought they did a good job of talking out certain things, and I assume that it's going to be a weekly thing. Now, if it's new, I don't know if it's been around and I'm just now seeing it, or if it's something new that they're doing there on Fox News, but I was impressed with it. It was on at 8, and then it was on again at 11, and I tried to watch watch it twice. We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Hi. I just wanted to say a word about the Justice Department. They're supposed to be setting examples for the law of the land, but what us people are supposed to be running off, it seems like they're so in chaos themselves,
mm-hmm.
They're running off different laws than what we are supposed to uphold, you know? It just seemed like chaotic, even in the Justice Department.
And, that is actually something that they talked briefly about last night on that panel of the Wise Guys. In fact, it was Dershowitz. He said that there was one thing that he thought that the Founding Fathers made a mistake, and that was because some of those powers have not been separated. Now, some of those powers weren't there whenever they were putting the establishing the republic, the government, and its branches. But the fact that the Justice Department and the CIA and the FBI and some of these judicial areas are so connected that, you know, he said that's been a problem. And I agree with him on that. It is a problem. And he said we're going to have to, he said other countries have separated that and we probably need to look into doing that. And so yeah, that was one reason I thought this panel was good, because they were coming up with ideas that I hadn't thought of, and that doesn't mean that I agree with them necessarily, but I think that's one that needs to be kicked around a little bit more.
Yeah, that's all. I just wanted to mention that.
All right, appreciate it, Larry. Thank you.
Thank you.
The thing that that's going on with the big government, which we were never designed to be big government, it was supposed to be little, and then we were to be governed locally, and all the ones that in D.C. were supposed to do was just kind of hold it all together. They're not there to dictate at us and to tax us and to regulate and to mandate. Obviously, some things have to be. They even brought up last night, they even brought up on that panel, the issue that, you know, every now and then gets brought up about robots and taking over the working world, you know, taking jobs. I just really thought they did a good job of discussing, and I hope that they continue this and stay that way. And I want to try and reach out to some of them. I think it'd be fun to get them on the air. This was an article that I thought, well, it's rather lengthy, and I will not go into deep length on this. But it's a CFPB scandal, which is the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, the headquarters. Now, when we had new establishment, when we had, I don't like that word, establishment, new administrative positions take over, there, when this, and I'm trying to think what his name is, because they're not mentioning here in the front of this article, but it said the renovation costs for the brand new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau headquarters skyrocketed, posting 25% in cost overruns. 25%, it's gone 25% higher than it should have, significantly above the original budget set by the General Services Administration, according to, this is coming from the Daily Caller News. Original cost estimates for this renovation were estimated, are you ready for this? $55 million. But the Bureau ran up the proposed cost to $216 million. The Federal Reserve Inspector General rejected the proposal in 2014, saying there was no sound basis for the figure. As the CFPB renovation costs continued to escalate, renovation was taken out of the CFPB's hands and transferred to the General Services Administration, and the GSA's budget, however, was nearly twice the original $55 million, hitting $99 million. White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney told the DCNF about the excesses that he saw within the new building on the first day as acting director. Some of the obvious questions I asked myself when walking into the renovated Bureau headquarters on my first day as acting director were, who initially authorized these renovations? Were they absolutely necessary, and were adequate cost controls in place? As we begin to focus on the Bureau's budget, I hope to discover the facts behind these excesses and help ensure abuses won't happen again. Now, that's just the first part of this article. They go in depth, and I'm not going to share that with you. I'm sharing it with you because it is an abuse of money. Your money. We see this over and over and over again coming out of the D.C. offices. The bureaucrats, the bureaucracy. This is a Consumer Finance Protection Bureau. That's how they protect us, by going 25% over a budget for renovations. And if you have ever seen this place, it was pretty nice before. In fact, I think we talked about this a few years back, about the luxurious office building they have. That might have been a different group. But $260 million to renovate. I think, I bet that's not that much, depending on these offices and how big this building is and blah, 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 blah. But where are they getting that money? And it started out only being $55 million, and now it's $216 million. It just keeps going up and up and up. Who authorized it? I want to know that, too. And was it necessary? You know, within the state of Missouri, and I'm sure it's no different in the state wherever you are that you're listening, I had a gentleman that worked on the copy machines, not here in this office, but in another office that I was in. And he told me one time, he said, you know, the state offices, they get a budget. Each department gets a budget. If they don't spend that budget, they don't get as much budgeted the next year. So they'll get new furnishings, new equipment. They'll do whatever it takes to spend that budget so that they can at least get that budget plus the next year. They overspend purposely, or they spend the budget purposely. Yeah, I used to be a church secretary treasurer. And people in there had this mindset that that money, if you were in this particular department, that money's sitting there. Say they allocated $5,000 for the year on literature. That money's sitting there, and they got to spend it all. How much money do I have left? Well, you mean how much have you spent? The abuse of your money is rampant, whether it's on a state level or probably even a county level or up in D.C. with the D.C. occupiers. They got to spend the money in order to get more. Abuse. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. I have a little something here about the Virginia Senate candidate. Republicans are going to be pushing. We'll be right back. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
you're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book, Mankind Has to Battle Its Way Back from Near Extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. And I was wondering, and during the break, I was thinking to myself, people are probably wondering why you're not talking about Bannon and this book, this wolf book and all this. And I think enough people are talking about it. So I'm Bannon on this, at least today's show. We're not going to talk about it. I want to talk about some other things. I want to talk about how we can come up and be civil to one another and have solutions. And I want to tell you that I've got two shows coming up, and I'm hoping it's tomorrow and Wednesday, back-to-back shows. I'm going to have some special guests, and we're going to talk about Iran. We're going to give some history, and we're going to talk about Iran. And I haven't talked to my producer yet, but we're going to have more than one caller. We're going to have more than one guest, and we're going to see what we can't get done to learn a little bit about what is really happening and what has led up to that. So it'll be back-to-back shows. Hopefully it's set up for tomorrow and Wednesday. And we're going to discuss Iran. All right? So you don't want to miss that. Now, the Republicans are anxious to unseat the former vice president, candidate Tim Kaine, and he's up for re-election in Virginia, his Senate seat, coming up in November. And the top conservative in the upper chamber have been quick to throw their support to Adel Nick Freitas, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. It's F-R-E-I-T-A-S. Freitas. And he is seeking this Senate seat for the GOP side. Now, he's a libertarian-leaning Republican, and he's a former Green Beret. He's a father of three. He's already managed to lock down the endorsement of Kentucky's Senator Rand Paul, and to receive a campaign guidance from the Utah Senator Mike Lee, after touting his legislative record and dedication to upholding the Constitution. Being able to get the endorsement of Senator Rand Paul, he says, is not only important to me from a campaign perspective, but it's important to me from a personal level as well, because I really see, he says, Rand as someone that's been a champion of individual liberty, even when it requires taking on your own party. So, It says here that the Virginia Representative Dave Brad, a member of the conservative House Freedom Caucus, who opts against endorsing in primaries, citing a belief cronies shouldn't get pick winners and losers, and the people should decide, says he's impressed with Frieda's legislative accomplishments on the state level. So this guy is getting a lot of attention and possibly going to run against Tim Kaine. It looks like he will be the runner against Tim Kaine. And his name is Del Nick Freitas. So, we'll see what turns out with that and how that comes about. Now, you know that President Trump had a big meeting with all the Republicans. That, when that happens. Now, I'm thinking you're probably hearing that crazy sound in the background. I have been telling you that I've got some equipment that's trying to fail on me, and we are trying very hard to keep it going. I want to bring about something that I had shared on Power Talks the Hour before this on shortwave. And this is something I have used in my writings, in my newsletters. And when I was watching this panel last night and they were talking about the failing and the falling apart of the family, the American family and the morals, and how we need to work on the radicals on the left and the radicals on the right and bring people back to the center. They didn't call it the center, but it is the nature of man to seek power. Some men and women more so than others. Some of us just want left alone, want to be able to raise our families and be left alone. Want that independence, you know? When a person has a tragedy, something strikes, the first thing we do is reach out spiritually. And so I'm going to read this verse to you, and I've read it to you many, many times, and I'm going to do it again. Its author is unknown. From bondage to spiritual faith. From spiritual faith to great courage. From courage to liberty. Think about the history of this nation just in and of itself. Think about maybe things you've gone through in your life. From liberty to abundance. And once we have that abundance, we tend to become complacent. So from abundance to complacency. From complacency, we just get kind of lazy. We go back. We go to apathy. We're apathetic. From apathy to dependence. And from dependence back into bondage. We can follow this in the history of this nation. Right now, we've been apathetic as a people. We have given over our power to the elected officials, whether they are on the local level or on the D.C. level. Or the state level. We've entrusted them to make decisions that they weren't really supposed to be making. But they've been making a lot of money making those decisions. And now we're dependent on those elected officials to do this or to do that. America, it has to be you, it has to be me. That's another song. We the people. Like this panel of the wise guys, America needs to come together civilly and bring America home.
Oh. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.